This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, it's time. Somebody else's problem. Not my problems, their
other
problems.
Other people's problems.
Yeah, not ours.
No.
Nobody in this room has a problem.
Zero problems
here.
We
are just living life.
Problemless.
Yes. Tiak?
Stella is joining us today, and she wants to know, she's got a question about trick-or-treating.
Oh, fine.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay, Stella. Okay, what do you need to know about trick-or-treating? We're experts in this room.
Excellent. Well, I've got a 15-year-old son, and, you know, I asked him what he was going to do for Halloween, and I just thought, oh, he's going to, like, want to go see a scary movie or hang out with his friends or go to a party like that, you know, a school dance or something.
Yeah,
so instead he tells me he wants to go trick-or-treating with some of his friends.
Nice.
And, like, alone, unsupervised, no parents.
He's how old again?
He's 15.
15. Okay.
Yeah. Aaron, so I'm like,
shut your mouth.
I think I went trick-or-treating until I was like 16.
Also, you look like you're 16 now, so it plays well. But
can you give me some candy this year, actually, if you're going?
And so you, before we start taking calls on this, because I already have a very strong opinion that differs greatly from someone in the room. You don't want him to do that because...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Am I a bad parent if I let him? Am I a bad parent if I don't let him? He says, he promises they just want to go and trick-or-treat one more time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to be boys and girls. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, a group of friends. But they're going to... I mean, it's not going to be just boys running around the neighborhood, like, knocking little kids over and taking their bags of candy. I don't think.
Can I ask, though, your setup? Yeah. It made it sound like you were okay with him going to a party, but not trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is more, quote-unquote, dangerous or risk? Why? Mm. You're going to the door and getting candy.
Because people... I'll reserve judgment for a moment, but no. No, I won't.
Am I gullible? Was I the only person at 16 actually going trick-or-treating?
You're a little cherub, and you probably legitimately just went house to house
looking for
candy. That's not what 15-year-old boys are doing.
Well, it's not just
they're
boys,
going,
she
they're
said.
Smashing pumpkins. They're,
love
what do you
that
think?
Band.
I'm also, I get what you're saying about a group of girls. It's not just the boys going out, but also... boys want to show off the girls. Yep. So it's like, I don't know that
they're going to vandalize. They're going to, and I'm going to tell you this as a homeowner, Tiak, how do you feel about the group of 15-year-olds that are barely, more often than not even attempting a costume?
Yeah.
They're just standing there in their hoodie with a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Or like a 55 gallon drum. Because they're like, we're owed this much candy. It's like, trick or treat. And sometimes they don't even, like, this happened last year. You open the door, it's like, ding dong, and you open the door, and they're like, and they shove their bag towards you, and you're
what?
Like, and what? I'm like, there's a thing you got to say. And they go, oh, Tuesday. And it's like, with that enthusiasm, no.
Here's a, try again.
Here's a popcorn ball my dad made 25 years ago. Like, yeah. They don't, like, I don't agree. Like the, I, like, I'm not a stick in the mud, but Halloween is about T-Hack's kids. Little cute.
I think it's mostly for them, absolutely. Yeah.
And if then it works its way up
yeah.
to like 10. I don't, Aaron, just because you're stunted yeah. doesn't mean the rest of the world should be.
Yeah, I don't want to have to open the door and look up at whoever yes. is there to get candy, you know?
I swear, I remember these guys. They're just like, huh, and they just, huh, and they're like, huh. And just hand you your...
T-Hack, you went trick-or-treating at Slacker's
and trying to hand me their pillowcase. And I'm just like, no. And then they say it reluctantly. Yeah. No.
Stella, do you think your son will be that? Or will he yeah. really have a better attitude, maybe? Or
I mean, I think he would.
No.
But that's the other thing, too. Kind of like what you're saying. Like, he's tall. And some of his friends are really tall. And I don't want adults to be mean to them because they're like... You know, I mean, he's a sweet kid.
Yeah. It feels like I'm getting jumped for the candy when there's yes. a bunch of tall 100%. Guys on the porch.
It's
bullying. And
it's prison rules.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Take it. Just take it.
Just you, right. I give him the whole
You
bowl.
Want the house? What do you want? Here's the deed.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Need several things. Is 15 too old? Mm-hmm. Is a 15-year-old going to legitimately trick-or-treat, or are you willing to say what, as a 15-year-old, you actually did? Let Stella know what you were actually doing. You're either intimidating, you're stealing candy from other kids, you're like...
Or you're going trick-or-treating.
Very, Aaron, you're the...
Granted,
I swear
I
to God.
I did go to a party you, after, but like I still you, went.
You can't be this naive.
You guys
it's,
brought
it's
booze?
It's ridiculous.
You guys brought candy.
Right.
That was me.
They intimidate other kids.
I literally was like, hey, you guys want to trade Skittles?
Aaron...
Yes.
It's the whole thing is bad. And let me just say one more thing. One more thing. One more tiny little thing. If we allow Stella's kid to go, I have one rule and one rule only. Mm-mm. They got to get out of your neighborhood.
Oh.
Because you don't want your 15-year-old doing the 15-year-old things he's going to do in your neighborhood because they'll all know who you are. Mm-hmm. The HOA will have little meetings. It's like, there's that rat bastard. We all have him on,
on our footage.
Our Ring cameras
yeah.
and stuff. You'll be on the Nextdoor app. You'll be on all the Facebook pages. Get him out of your neighborhood. You drive him three counties over and drop him off if this gets approved. Yeah. But I think it's a terrible idea.
Take him to Aaron's neighborhood.
Yes.
I'll go with.
I will tell you Aaron's address if they decide. Because this is...
I feel kind of hypocritical because I went, I think I was 14 or so. And, but I remember it was so last minute. It was like the girls wanted to go and I literally didn't have a costume.
You're too old.
I put fairy wings on and the whole time it was like, I felt weird. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be
it's
doing
not
this.
For you.
And it was, and I never went again.
I don't want to name all the different holidays.
But I had to go.
You didn't have to.
But I to know that it was that I didn't want to go anymore.
But now so, we're helping Stella. We're helping Stella's kid. We're letting you know you're past the age limit. Mm-hmm. It's like when you go to Kittyland at Elitch's and they go, you're too big for this roller coaster. That's this.
That's not this. That's health and safety reasons.
This is health and safety.
You can
reasons.
Pretend to be a kid on Halloween.
Not when he's 6'4" and bearded.
So you don't pretend to be a kid sometimes?
I constantly do, but I'm not trying to get free crap off of people.
That's a lie. It's
Slacker for my friends at Applejack Wine and Okay. No, I think it's a terrible I mean, I already know. I can see some of the texts coming in. I already know you hate me. But it's
no, I agree.
It's a young man's game. It's a young woman's game. It's not for.
Mm-hmm. Have we said the phone number? Have we said
I think
that?
We did.
We did.
But
okay.
We'll do
well,
it again.
Yeah, 303-222-5423. I kind of feel the same way because I'm out there with the little kids, and there's been some bigger kids, and even if they're not trying, they're fine. Like they're not doing it, but they're just bigger kids. They're running faster. They're kind of
yeah, but
bowling
so
over
the little
kids
go
kids.
Out earlier, mm-hmm. and then they go home, and then the big kids come, and the little kids get a handout candy to the big kids.
Do you know who I'm going to get on the phone?
Who?
I'm going to get the guy who used to be on the show. I'm going to get Steve.
Okay.
Because Steve was a 15-year-old who would go out, and you know what he did? He took a garbage bag, because he's that big of an a-hole, And if he didn't get enough candy from the doors, he took it from the kids. Is that what you want?
Aaron.
Hey,
is that
I'm
what
just
you
saying,
want?
We don't know that Stella's son isn't.
Right, because he's a 15-year-old who wants to go trick-or-treating.
There are kids out there like that, okay?
Not very,
I am proof.
I went 1,000% because the girls were going.
Correct.
And I was trying to just.
And when they started smashing stuff, you did it.
How, not, that's
not in the way I was trying to, but.
That's not impressing the girls, though. That's impressing the other boys.
You still do it. You get caught up in the boy stuff.
No.
No way. My son is 17. If he came to me 2 years ago and said, Dad, I want to go, I would be like, absolutely not. You want candy? I'll drive you to the grocery store. I'll buy you anything you want, but you're not getting it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going door to door. If I'm wrong, tell me. If I'm right, tell me even more. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This has basically turned into an argument between Aaron and I. Stella wants to, her 15-year-old kid wants to go trick-or-treating. I'm a hard no.
What? I don't understand.
Because you'd still go at 40.
Where's the problem?
It's for kids. It's just for kids. And 15-year-old boys have other motives. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
And they break. Okay. Dave?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
What do you think? Should he go or no?
Let kids be kids.
He's not a kid.
He's not 18. He's not an adult.
He's not a kid, though. You know he's not a kid. He's a teenager.
Let him. What would you like him to go? Go out drinking?
Yes.
Let him be a kid and get candy.
I agree.
If, 3 more years.
But can I just 3 more years? Okay, dude. Can I just ask you this? What are the repercussions if he doesn't go get candy? And instead, he's breaking. I just had it in my neighborhood. They destroyed, kids destroyed the whole Halloween display.
That's kind of my point. I feel like it's safer if he goes trick-or-treating rather than going to a party and drinking underage and getting into other issues.
You understand?
Agreed. So he's got to stay home and do nothing on Halloween because of a few? No.
Okay. Can I, is anybody here formerly a 15-year-old boy? Because I am. And I, like, hi.
I hung out with him.
Okay. You think he's going trick-or-treating? Or do you think he's saying he's going trick-or-treating?
Well, I don't...
He said, no, Mom, I don't want to go to a party, because he's going out
She was okay with him going to a party. That's why she was surprised he said he wanted to go trick-or-treating.
I don't believe any of it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Does he need to get a job and buy his own candy at 15? Let him have one day.
My God, Dave. I hope they come to your house. I truly do. Thank you for the call, though. I know I sound like an old codger, but I don't care. I'm going to shoot video of the punks who come to my house this year. Haley?
It's going
to
be me.
Yes. Haley.
Yai.
Go or no go for this kid?
I'm a go for it. I mean, I went trick-or-treating until I was like 18 years old, and I don't think I've met a single teenager kid that was as bad as they say on TV or that I've been hearing. I mean, I have a 1 and 3-year-old, and I've taken him out trick-or-treating, and I've seen so many teenagers that will cheer them on for their costumes or even give them their candy. I've had teenagers come to my door that are super respectful. So it's, I don't know.
You've not seen police blotters or your neighborhood Facebook page or your neighborhood next door app. Nobody talks about teenagers doing violent crap and breaking pumpkins and doing all this stuff. That doesn't happen.
Not on Halloween, no. It's always been good to keep them young and encouraging.
Okay. I'll take the L on this one, but I'm not wrong.
I think you are.
Okay. Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Does this kid get to go? You're probably the last person.
No, I think they should go. My daughter that's 17, along with her friends and their boyfriends, are all going trick-or-treating. They're all going to respect, you know, going. And they've been doing it since they were young. Might as well let them go. Have fun.
I think the difference is when we were growing up, it was like you wanted to grow up faster. And now the younger generations are realizing growing up sucks. Let's stay young. Let's go trick-or-treating.
My daughter, she's scared to grow up right now. She's 17. They're seniors. I was like, go out and enjoy yourself as long as you guys ain't destroying anybody else's property. And going out to have fun. Go and do it and enjoy it.
Did you just find a way to make this about me being old?
No.
I hate everyone!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.